So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, he is Jonas Schaefer. What's going on, Jonas?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Right. Doing well, man. Doing well. Listen, we've heard several reports nationally, and we know you have your finger on the pulse of this team. First of all, the report that Steve Bisciotti let John Harbaugh go, fired him against what the front office wanted, is based on what you know. Is that report accurate?
I don't think so. It's kind of tough to get an accurate read on what exactly happened inside that room. I don't have a wire to Steve Bisciotti, and it's been tough to get a hold of John Harbaugh. So I haven't heard really anything that would be backing that information.
Did the news take you by surprise when you heard it?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that if it was going to happen, it was going to happen later in the week. Once these guys maybe had a chance to actually, realize that they were kind of in an intractable position. I didn't think it would happen on Tuesday. I frankly didn't think it would happen at all. I thought just the fact that Steve Bisciotti knew that John Harbaugh was a guy who has evolved, who has found ways to move past, humps before. He turned this offense from a Joe Flacco offense into a Lamar Jackson offense. He has always been on the cutting edge defensively, always looking for new stuff on special teams. I just thought that there would be more of a trust from Steve Bisciotti in, this guy who you've had for 18 years could do it maybe for one more. And if that wasn't going to be the year, then, you look for someone else as opposed to turning the page to year 20. So obviously that clearly wasn't that the – that clearly was the prognosis. Steve Bisciotti clearly wants to win right now. He sees right now as the window with Lamar and the rest of his team, and he just didn't think John Harbaugh was the guy to take him over that hump.
Here with Jonas Schaefer from Baltimore Banner. Jonas, in your own words or your perspective, what led to the firing exactly of John Harbaugh? Where did the relationship go bad? Was it really Todd Monken or was it John Harbaugh himself?
I think it was just a confluence of factors. We know that, yes, there was not a great relationship between Todd Monken and this Ravens offense. We did a story midseason talking about how some Ravens sources were not happy about the game planning. They weren't happy about the play calling. They weren't happy about a lot of stuff. And, the offense got a little bit better, but it still wasn't that great. We've seen just kind of a disconnect between John Harbaugh and Lamar going back a couple of years now on as simple a thing as injury timetables. Like, you guys remember the 2021 and 2022 season when no one really knew when Lamar was coming back, and you know, you wonder if Lamar was even in the building. And at one point, Lamar, a couple of years ago, had to issue that statement about, you know, how his knee was doing. So I think there are a lot of little things that the Ravens could have done better. And if John Harbaugh thought that he was doing things the right way, and it was insistent on certain things that Steve Bisciotti was unwilling to budge on, then I guess that was a breaking point. And it has to have been a pretty significant breaking point, because that's a lot of money and pretty early in the contract to bail from a guy that you've had for 18 years.
Yeah. Do you think the one thing that really stuck in my throat, and a lot of fans, was the abandonment of the run when it was going so well, even in game flow. Like, it wasn't like it wasn't working. You got a Hall of Fame running back. He's having a great game, and all of a sudden, the second half, they would shut him down more often than we'd like, certainly. Do you think Harbaugh ever said to Monken, like, was it his decision or was it Monken's that he didn't prevent it? Was there any indication of who was actually, you know, did Monken do this and Harbaugh said, okay, you run the offense, or did he say, you know, slow it down or stop running, excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people kind of read into Harbaugh having the play sheet out at Green Bay, but I think he's done that before, and I don't think it means a whole lot. I think it's just been Todd Monken at times not having the best feel for what a team should be doing in the game offensively. The one thing that I do kind of wonder about, and I wonder, you know, we're trying to report it, maybe other people are trying to report it, is after that game against the Patriots, like, it's pretty typical that you see Harbaugh come out of the locker room 10 to 15 minutes after that game, that's that kind of cooling off period. We must have waited 25, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that is quite a while. And I never really got a straight answer from Ravens officials about what exactly happened. If there were, you know, if there was a significant argument or fallout after that game, it would not surprise me. You know, obviously that was the game that Derrick Henry, as you guys alluded to, should have gotten the ball, but did not get the ball. And it seemed like that would be the game that the Ravens season might pivot on. Obviously, it didn't, and it came down to that game against the Steelers. But it is possible that could have been something that was either a venue for a meeting between Harbaugh and Ravens officials, or just some blowout between the players and Ravens coaches. But that was just very, very strange that there was this very protracted waiting period. And I still haven't gotten a straight answer on what exactly happened.
Jonas, thanks a lot, my friend. Do you have an idea of who will be the next head coach? And not even a name, but what they're looking for in the next head coach?
Well, it seems like, just based off the names that I've been rattling off, seems like they're looking for not an SEO type. You know, that could be a way premature read on my part. But because just there are a lot more specialist coaches, you know, out there than there are CEO types. Like, if they bring in Robert Saleh, I think you could safely call that a CEO type. But you look at the, you know, coordinators who come in, from Vance Joseph to, I guess, Davis Webb, who's on the opposite side of the ball, you know, Clint Kubiak, opposite side of the ball. So it does seem like they are potentially more interested in a guy who would come in and be an immediate floor raiser on either offense or defense, rather than a kind of culture setter like John Harbaugh was, who might have an idea on who he wants to bring in coordinator-wise. But I think that's the smart thing to do. You have Lamar Jackson and a talented defense, both of whom need to bounce back in a major way in 2026. So why not get a guy who has proof of concept in his track record that he's going to do a good job here?
Mm-hmm. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Bandit. Jonas, thanks a lot, my friend.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.